we go in 3, 2, 1.
I pump two for a living.
Let's party.
Very exciting, guys. Got some warts burnt off.
For the biggest radio show ever, ever, ever.
Hey, Nick, no, I bought a frog.
La, la, la. What are these? They're abs. Shall we count the abs? 1, 2.
It's time for...
Nick.
Very hard to dance without looking a little bit humpy.
Jess.
Like, I know I'm pretty, but I need Angus to tell me.
And Ducko.
This is Ducky Fingers. What's good, baby? Turn it up.
Featuring Ash, man.
Wake up. Nick, Jess and Ducko.
Get my baby out.
What time is it?
Showtime!
Ooh, oh, bit of lead in the pencil for your Friday. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. How's your Friday going, team?
Oh, God, guys. T-minus, like, 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Until
I didn't
we finish
sleep
what?
Last night. Till I have to get out of here quick smart.
Yes.
Because the pooch will be
the
arriving.
Pooch. Yes. So don't deliver it to your door.
So they kind of go to, like, a hub in Tomago, and we intercept, yes,
okay.
And then take him home.
Caramel choc cannoli is coming today.
Totally, yeah, yeah.
Little spiral pasta's coming today.
Spiral pasta, sit. Yes, can't wait to meet the young fella. I'm
yes.
very excited. Did not sleep last night. Actually,
oh, you should have slept last night. That's the last night you can sleep.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
But yes, and I broke my no drinking rule. You know how I wasn't drinking for a little bit, trying to make my skin better. I was just too excited. I was too celebratory. Angus and I went out. Literally, he said, should we go out for dinner as our last night? You know?
Why did
freedom.
Angus, I saw you on social media. He pre-prepared all the food. Why did he do that? I mean, there's no need.
You know, okay, I don't know. Because we're getting him from a breeder and she's been feeding him one particular brand of food.
Yeah.
Some of the literature suggests that you should wean them off that food to incorporate the new food,
right.
But it can't be a stark transition.
Right, right, right.
It's like when you get a goldfish. You've got to, you know, ease them into the water.
I see.
So you've got to do, like, percentages of old food to
so
new food.
So it was like
food.
A week of, like...
Exactly.
Right,
of,
right,
like,
right.
80-20, 70-30,
okay.
60-40. He had pen and paper.
Oh,
I did
God.
Ask if I could share this. He had pen and paper. He was doing his calculations.
Did he have one of those, green visors?
He should have.
You know,
and a cigarette hanging out one end.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
the old school calculator.
You have to, like, pull the lever and it spits out another bit of receipt.
Because you've got to do it per weight of the pup.
Right.
And the puppy is currently 8.6 kilo.
Mm.
So you've got to work out to what percentage of body weight to what percentage of food.
Right. I mean, by next week, he'll be 10.6.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, he's
I did send you a pic yesterday.
Yeah, big.
The kid is big.
Yeah, I think he's going to be bigger than 40, to be honest.
The kid, I know, right?
I think he's going to be pretty
All
big.
All the books say adult male 40.
Yeah.
He's going to be 40 within the first year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be big. I'm intrigued to see how it all goes.
Me too. Me
exciting.
It
times.
Is exciting.
You know, it's also exciting, this show that we've got.
Amen.
It's just huge. I mean, Randy Feltface is joining us.
Oh, nice.
We've got Triple D, Dr. David Durheim, to answer some questions about, you know, the new vaccine / the booster / when can you get your booster after you've had COVID?
Yes, there were a lot of COVID cases, obviously, over the Chrissy New Year period. So what does that mean for people who have come out the other side?
Yes.
And importantly, as of today, if you've had your second jab 3 months ago, you can get your booster.
Yeah, I love that. They just keep moving those goalposts.
Yeah.
Keep getting a bit closer.
Today.
Yeah.
Nah, wait a week now.
Yeah.
Okay, now back to today.
Science says it's okay. What? We're drawing a Call of Fame prize as well. The staycation at Terminus Hotel right here in Newey. That's going to be unreal.
Absolutely, it is.
All you got to do is get on the show on 131060.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that right now if you want to.
What? Oh, yeah. The Oz Open has been ticking along down in Melbourne.
Yep.
And we need you to step into some tennis whites.
Yep.
Step into some tennis shoes and come rally. Just two people.
Yep.
Give us your best tennis grunts.
Yep.
Back and forth. We've had some excellent contributions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of in with a chance to win that Call of Fame because it's been so funny.
It's about 30 seconds of your life.
Yeah.
Totally.
And this is the last chance we're doing it. We're not playing it next week.
Nope.
No. If you want to moan, 131060, give us a call right now.